The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you win that money, it could buy a nice flash car. And if you are living in another jurisdiction, you could put personalised number plates on that car. Not here. Nadia Adan is with me, owner of Ashford Motors, social media influencer as well. Nadia, how are you?
Hiya, Kieran. Thanks for having me on.
So why can't we have personalised plates here?
Yeah, so we're not set up for it like in the UK. So in the UK, you can have personalised plates. Over here, you can't. But what you can do is you can block book numbers with the revenue at a cost. So I sold a Boxster there last week and it was a 718 model. And on the reg, it was 718. And it actually holds a premium to the car as well when you go on to selling it. A couple of weeks ago, I brought in an Aston Martin from Belfast and had 007 on the plate.
Away.
Yeah, which was cool. And when I was on the way home, halfway home, I got a call from the owner to say, listen, I'm totally forgotten about the plates. Is there any chance you can throw them back to me? They were worth about 5k to him. And I didn't think much of it because I'd have to put on Irish plates anyway. So
yeah.
I'd got a good deal on the car. So I was happy enough to just give him back the plates. But it got me thinking, wouldn't it be a great revenue stream for the government here? And like the DVLA, the Department of Transport and Pulse are set up for it with their software and that.
Yeah.
So it would be great, you know?
Yeah, because it does exist. And people who've visited the UK would be used to seeing kind of the odd reg. And actually, the first time I ever saw a personalised plate was in Dublin, but it was a yellow reg. And I think it was Ken Doherty's car. He had won the World Snooker Championship and it was parked in front of his mother's house in Ranelagh and had K4 Ken as the number plate. Are there rules in the UK? Do you have to have kind of a number? Because you do see that, people replacing a letter, like an E might become a 3 or things like that. Are there rules around it or can you put anything you want on it?
As far as I'm aware, you can't use bad language or foul language. And obviously there's like a retention. So, you know, somebody else might have that name or letter or whatever, which you can't use. But as far as I'm aware, if it's available, you can have it as long as it's not anything too wild. But it's really, really interesting. And as I said, I think it'd be a great revenue. The only thing I could see is maybe it not really happening here is because I know a lot of people like keeping up with the Joneses in Ireland and they like having that brand new reg plate. So I could see new car sales would probably take a bit of a hit, because if you look at an older sports car, a lot of the time you don't know what year that car is. It's only when you see the reg. But if that was taken away, you would probably actually bring up the value of secondhand cars, which would be, you know, good for me.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that aspect of it. You know, what you do see here, though, are people personalising their reges. You know, so they have the raised numbers maybe on them.
Yeah.
You see people putting on these little badges so they look like they're kind of like a German reg almost.
Yeah, or like,
are you allowed to do that?
Well, I think, again, as far as I'm aware, I know you can do a little bit with it, but you can't, I suppose, change it at all. I know there's some gel plates that you can't use and, you know, the guards will say the same. But no, I think it's fantastic. And Kieran, I actually got you one here.
Oh, no way.
Put your name on it. Yeah,
I did.
Now, look, they're not, it's not road legal, but
still I'm gonna stick in the car.
You might be able to,
the guards will know who I am going down the N7
absolutely
later.
So we've caught one. And I got you another one here called DJ KC1. Now, you can't use it on your car, Kieran, but you can stick it on your bedroom. And then if you want to be like me...
My wife's going to love that. I've got some on the wall of the bedroom.
That's for you. And then, you know, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, what would you have on yours?
I'd have Princess Nad 1.
Oh, yes.
And if you were an EV owner, you could have something like this. Battery one,
yeah.
Quite cool.
Isn't it cool that we could do it?
And we could.
And as you say, like, they do it in lots of other jurisdictions,
so why not? Can't we do it here? And I just think, look, you know, the Greens want to tax a lot with the ICE drivers and stuff like that, so why don't you tax us on something that will actually give back something to motorists? Because I know a lot of enthusiasts that would give their right arm for something like this. You might say it's ego, it is and it isn't, and I just think it would be a great addition to...
To block book those numbers with revenue, does that cost money?
Yeah, it does. There
okay.
is a fee. And it actually adds a premium then to the car.
Yeah, because I often wonder, you see them, like you might see kind of a brand new, real high-end Range Rover and the number might be kind of 10001. And I'd often think, that's random.
You have to be quick
I thought that's a bit strange now that one of the most expensive cars on the road happens to have a very symmetrical number.
True,
yes.
You have to be very quick to get it.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for the number plates. Like I say, my wife would be delighted when she comes home and Cuddihy Wood and DJ Casey Wood are above the headboard. Nadia Adan, owner of Ashford Motors, social media influencer, Princess Nad 1. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.